Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the We Don't Know Jack podcast. We got a little different crew here today. We got Ben here again.
What's up, guys?
Ben's back. He's not talking into the microphone again.
Thank Shush.
Emily's here. She's always here.
Not going to miss one.
Nope. Lucas isn't here. Casey couldn't make it today. He's on the road. I don't think he had signal or didn't want to call in. I don't know. He was busy. So no Casey today, but we have a guest today. Really excited for him. We got... What's your last name?
Gebhardt.
We got Max Gebhardt today joining the show. He's a German student here at Lindenwood. Been wanting him for a while. We're really excited. He's a film student, and I've heard he's really good at it. Won't admit that, but I've heard he's really good. Max, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me. It's great. First time doing podcast for
really?
Me. Yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you today. Excited to talk about your cinema stuff. Apparently, he's really good at it. We're going to get right into this, and we're going to start with a thing that... I can't believe you just glossed over in class today, right? So, like George last week, Max is in our TV production class. That class is so much fun.
I can't wait to do it.
It's so much fun. We have such a good group of people in there. Yeah. George said all this last week. It's so much fun in there.
It's like the best class I have this year.
It's so great. And I have all good classes. I've never had like this much. I'm genuinely going to miss this class.
Yeah.
Because there's such good people in it. And there's a couple of people we're going to have next semester on that are in that class that we'll talk to them in a handful of months when school comes back in August. But Max tells a group of us today, I said, I heard you were nominated for an Oscar. He goes, well, sort of, yeah. And then he starts talking. You want to tell us what you said?
Yeah, I can. So I did I study film in Germany too, and I'm at a pretty good school there. Like it's
pretty. That's probably, an understatement.
It's probably like top five in Europe, I would say.
Damn.
Like top
what?
Five film school in Europe.
So I'm realizing you like to just gloss over stuff like that, like it's normal. Like, yeah, I go to a top five film school in Europe, not in Germany, not in Italy, Europe.
Yeah, so it's like most like film schools. It's like there's one in Paris, the La Fémis, and then there's ours, and there's one in London, and then there's one in Berlin. That's like the top four, I think, in Europe. And I did like the first proper project I did there in my first year, and was like a senior project for some other guys, and I helped them producing and was like kind of a producer, but I don't think I got the credit for it. But I was kind of the producer there. And we did the whole thing, and we won some festival in Cleveland, I think. And you have to win, special festivals to be eligible for the Oscars. So you can't apply for the Oscars, you have to win the festivals.
Right.
And we won, an Oscar-eligible festival in Cleveland. And so we got a mail at some point that we are now in the Oscar race for short films. And then we got a mail that we're, on the top 50 list now, and that we're on the top 20 list now, and that we're on the top 15 list. And you have to be on the top 15 to get the laurel and to put in Oscar nominated. So you're officially Oscar nominated now. We didn't get the top 5, so that's why I was like, yeah, it's kind of Oscar nominated. But we got top 15 Oscar nominated.
Out of millions of short films.
That is still such bragging rights that you have, even if you didn't.
Yeah.
Even just winning the festival is I would tell everybody. Like Olivia said in class today, she'd make a shirt. She said she'd make a shirt nominated for an Oscar. I was like, I would too. I would tell everybody.
I still have the link in my mail. It's where you get to the official Oscar site, and there's just the name from our short film. That is pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago now.
That's not something just gloss over like you did today. I don't know how, this is a production class where you're producing a show and you never mentioned
it. Yeah, we never talked about it. So I was like,
I didn't think it was something, I thought it was something you just bring up. Like, you know, the first day we introduce ourselves class. And you say, hi, I'm Max.
I'm
from Germany. I'm nominated for an Oscar. You know what that room would have done if you had said that with the personality in that class? You know what would have happened?
Yeah. I'm just going to say it on the last week in class now.
Well, somebody found out.
Yeah, I think somebody found
out. I don't know who. Might have been Owen.
Yeah, I told Owen before that. So I feel like Owen.
I think it got
Owen
from
knew,
him.
So yeah,
I think a couple people knew. Did you tell anybody else in there?
I don't think so. I think you, Owen.
I didn't. I think Owen told me.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, maybe. I think I told AJ maybe at some point, but I don't.
That's sure. Where it came from.
I'm not too sure.
No, it was AJ. Yeah.
I feel like that was.
I think AJ told the podcast when he called in last week.
Okay.
Didn't he? Did that happen?
I don't know.
This week has gone by so it's been a weird week. But quickly.
I thought it went by pretty quick, actually.
And this year went I can't remember.
Really. It's so like, fast.
The whole year went by so fast. Oh, yeah.
This has been by far my favorite semester
here. I thought that first semester was like such a drag. And yeah. Then all of a sudden, second semester was just like.
Well, I had to deal with one specific person.
Biweekly?
No. No, I have to deal with him now. No, we had to deal with somebody in class. I won't say what, just because I don't want to.
Person. You can't name drop, but
no, the person knows about the show.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, he knows. Or about is the it show. She? Well, he knows. I called him out the other day. You guys know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this a little bit, Max. What's your experience been like here from Germany?
My experience has been really great. Like I really love it. Like so why I've been here, it's like it's a partner school from our school in Germany.
That's bizarre. So this random little school in St. Charles.
Yeah. Because I think it's like, because I think St. Charles and Ludwigsburg, like the city where my school is, I think they're like partner cities. And that's
of St. Charles?
I think that's why these schools are partner. It's really random.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, Lindenwood has a very big international reach.
It does have a huge international reach.
Like half of our swim team is like international students on a scholarship.
Rest in peace, swim team.
But did they get cut or was that like, okay, they did get cut.
They don't have a pool here.
My Butler had a pool, but that shit's been closed forever.
Butler had a pool?
Yeah.
In the basement.
Oh. No, there's no pool, like a lap pool on campus, so they had to go to the Y down the street.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, so it kind of makes sense. I don't want to say it makes sense.
Team, but here's the boys' swim team. Where are they playing at? Oh, we got the Y today.
Yeah, like it sucks.
We're going to do a relay next to like the five-year-olds with their paddles.
It sucks they got cut, but like they didn't have a pool.
I mean, it is a business, though, and you got to make tough decisions at some time.
It sucks that all those teams got cut, but we don't need to go down that road.
Nope.
Yeah, but that's like the whole college sport thing is really cool because colleges in Germany, they're like just school, so you don't have anything else to do there. So
really?
I think it's really cool to have like the big campus and college sport and everything that you have it like all in one place here.
How
like
about the college parties?
I mean, they're pretty good, but it's like not on college ground, it's like always in some apartment because our college campus is like three buildings or something.
Oh,
like,
that's it.
Yeah, like we got our three school buildings, like in I don't know, like some spot in between, and that's it. It's like you can walk over the campus in 3 minutes, and then you saw.
Can't do that here. It takes about 10 to walk.
Oh yeah,
you go from Jay Shy to Harmon.
Oh, that's
a horrible walk.
It's like
don't even get me started. I had to do that last semester.
You did that?
I had to do that last semester.
Did you not have a car?
No, I had to walk. I used my legs.
You have a car.
I have a car now, but back then.
I used my legs the whole semester.
I was lucky to even get from point A to point B in 10 minutes.
But I've never been, now I've been like twice on the old side of campus because I don't get no classes here. So for like the last 4 months, my campus world ended at Spearman. It's like began.
That's how like you know
from Evans to Spearman, and that's it. Like, and never saw the old.
That's how you know you got it good. Most of your classes are in Jay Shy, aren't they? Or the
Jay Shy and the Lark.
Yeah, you're lucky. Those are the good buildings. Wait, talk to me when you go to McClure.
Anything?
For 8+ hours a week, the building.
You go there that long?
I have two classes there that are 2 hours each, 2 days
anything,
a week. And I'm there usually 2 hours after
like
class.
Like anything past Spelman besides Harmon.
Harmon's an awesome building.
Isn't good.
It's a whole business building they built.
Like the whole park thingy there, that's really nice.
There's a park
here? Yeah.
Like
the like pavilion area.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's a nice area.
Like the historic side by like Butler and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know where Butler is.
It's in between Romer and Young, so it's kind of
hidden. Oh, geez.
Yeah it's kind of
Romer's
hidden.
A dump.
They've been... Is that the one they've
Romer
been
is like an 18th renovated? Century building.
They've been trying to renovate Romer for like the past 3 years.
Not Romer, Butler.
But no, but they've been trying to renovate Romer for a little bit, but they've been renovating Butler for what feels like an eternity. Like
only been here a year and a half.
No, but I've been on campus because I did other sports. Like I did this Christian basketball league. We played at Highland for like our finals.
Oh yeah.
And Butler was still under renovation.
Even when my brother went here, which he's 4 years older than me. The whole time it was under renovation.
Like, I don't know what they think they're doing. Like, I wonder if the pool's giving them issues, which is why they can't reopen it.
Probably.
That would be like, because it's in the basement too, which creates a whole handful of issues.
There's probably mold and stuff.
There's probably mold in it. There's probably animals that like are in that area.
There's no animals down there.
You don't know.
Bugs maybe, but.
You didn't even know there was a pool.
Exactly. I didn't know Butler was a place.
Exactly. So you can't be saying animals would not go there.
No.
No. That's why I said animals, because the place has like, been like abandoned.
I found this out. The whole Schnucks lot, all that stuff over there, used to be all houses.
Yeah.
Like Glenwood houses.
Yeah.
You guys knew that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew that because we had to cover, like, their Lindenwood's expansion over the years.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No. Why should I?
I mean, you are going here, so why not know, like, the history behind it?
He goes back to Germany.
Like, were you aware that this was an all-female school at one point?
I did know that because there's, like, some history plates in Lark, I think. I read through some of these.
Do you know that Taylor Swift's grandma went here?
Yeah, because
Andrew, you know, that sounds like such
sounds right.
No, that sounds like such tomfoolery that I don't want to believe it. It's true.
It's so funny. True. I'm not surprised.
I can't even shit on it because it sounds like something that would just so happen to be true.
It is.
That's 100% true.
Tell her to come to Jay Shy. We'll do a show there.
Your grandma went here. Come on.
You know how quickly that would, like, sell out.
I was like, give us that alumni money.
Just like do a show of Taylor Swift here.
That'd be cool. You guys would be Taylor Swift fans that day if it was free tickets.
No, I wouldn't go.
I would boycott it.
Are we keeping the tally still?
I mean, we can.
Well, fucker, I'd boycott that shit.
I
don't know. Like,
You're up to 2 on the tally now.
Can I have my water back, please? I'm thirsty.
She dropped some new album now, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I'm not a big Taylor fan. I like her music.
I think I know, like, the most popular songs. Yeah.
I liked her before she blew up.
If Shake It Off comes on the radio, you're going to sing along.
Well, yeah, but, like...
No, I turned the radio off.
You dirty liar.
I liked it better when...
Okay,
that's fair.
Okay, we're gonna...
I feel like she's pretty nice and all that, but... Like, if you get more fans, you just get weird fans at some point. And I feel like she now got a lot of weird...
The NFL got a bunch of weirdos because she dated Travis Kelce. And yeah. I don't know how I feel about seeing those weird people on the internet.
You know how Nickelodeon did the broadcast at Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
They had Patrick pop up over Travis and said, Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Which is kind of funny.
It's funny, but did you see... they were talking about Russell Wilson on, like, the Nickelodeon broadcast, and Patrick says, I think you're supposed to throw the ball to your own team, buddy.
Russell Wilson is awful.
Thank you.
You know,
that's my dad's former quarterback.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He's awful. Oh, yeah. And Seattle changed that man.
He's at the...
You know who that we're talking about?
I don't know.
We need to stick on sports that he can follow.
Russell Wilson had more bathrooms in his house than he threw for touchdown passes in a full season.
Oh, that's right. He did. That was a stat.
Until, like, the 16th week 16, I think he had more bathrooms in his house than he had touchdowns.
I didn't know that.
As a starting quarterback.
He had more interceptions than Philip Rivers had children. And Philip Rivers has... he has 11 like kids.
That's so weird that it is.
And like, he had more interceptions after week 10. I was like, damn. All right.
Do you know who Philip Rivers is?
No.
He played for the Chargers for a while.
Phillip Rivers is like a legend.
We're gonna get you educated, my friend.
Yeah, we need to just like you need to know like the basics, not like
I know a bit about basketball.
Who's the best football player of all time?
There's no wrong answer
for
you.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to say.
Jerry Rice.
Now, what about
I don't think I heard Jerry Rice before. I'm gonna be honest.
He's like an '80s player. So.
He's the greatest receiver ever played. Yeah. Maybe Randy Moss.
All right, so you know basketball, right?
I know a bit of basketball. You know like, who the I GOAT know is, a lot right? about soccer because that's like the biggest thing in Germany.
Oh, hold on, back basketball, 1 second.
Oh, like
we're going to fight here. Who's the GOAT?
In soccer?
No,
in basketball.
Basketball.
I swear to God.
There's a right answer here.
I will hop across this table.
You know it, right? You're trying to think of his name, aren't you?
No, I know the two guys that...
Okay, basketball is a thing in Germany.
It's gotten a thing now because... Germany won some stuff in basketball.
Because Dirk Nowitzki, right?
And Dirk Nowitzki is like...
German Jesus.
Yeah, he's great.
Like, single-handedly dismantled that 2011 Heat's team.
So the GOAT is...
Okay, I'm just going to say LeBron James because I never saw the other guy play. But
That's fair.
It's probably Michael Jordan because he just... Right?
Yeah,
that's
Michael Jordan.
But you just said both names, though. Hold on.
Yeah. Because my thing, like, I'm just going to say LeBron James because I saw him play and
that's
I never
fair.
Saw,
okay.
like...
I'll give you credit for that. I don't respect the answer, but I'll give
you
credit
for it.
You know
what? Go watch The Last Dance and come back a week later and tell us your answer.
Okay.
We'll call you next Wednesday, next Thursday.
Okay. Do your research, watch The Last Dance, you'll love it.
Okay.
I still haven't seen that.
And you call yourself an MJ fan.
I've never even heard of it.
I can respect that because you like football.
I've never watched basketball.
All right, so that's... So, like, you know basketball, right?
I know a bit of basketball, I would say, but...
All right. Who do you think, like, the greatest team ever was?
There's two choices here.
Actually, I'm a hop in three.
So,
one of the Heat teams. When LeBron was there.
No.
I'm gonna say the Bulls, I guess, then with because the Chicago Bulls, they were like the first team that introduced me to basketball too. So yeah.
Yeah, he's not the GOAT.
The 97 Bulls, the greatest.
Yeah, that's
team.
True. That's true. I should have said that.
It's that or the 16 Warriors.
Yeah.
Or 17, whatever year they won. 80,
well, actually, 70. If we're getting like player wise, it would be like the 19 Warriors because they had DeMarcus Cousins at the
five. I forgot Boogie was on that team.
Yeah, that team was like, well, on paper, that team should have been like 82-0 instantly.
Yeah, that team you put on 2K, they go 82-0.
And then they got dismantled by prime Kawhi Leonard. And
yeah, they did. And that team had Curry, Clay, Durant, Draymond, and Boogie.
They had Shrek from Donkey at the four.
And an emotional lesbian at the center.
Yep, emotional at the center.
Have you heard that before?
No.
They had a man whose wingspan's longer than his height at the three.
Kevin.
Yep.
You know KD, right?
Yeah.
They had Guy Fieri at the two. And then they had the transgender at the guard, which was Curry.
Cut that. You were doing so good, Ben.
Hey, as soon as you threw in the lesbian part, I had to follow
that's
my chance.
I had to follow that up. I'm sorry.
My job difficult.
I had to follow it
up. We didn't have to cut anything on Tuesday.
Okay, I didn't know I couldn't say that. I'm sorry. You didn't say I couldn't
say
that.
I don't know for the four words.
Well, in my defense, one day said he was talking about Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay, but that's a different thing, though.
He said, yeah. What is that thing now?
That's different, though, compared to
cut up to...
Oh, no, I put in the whole 16 minutes, just in case.
Okay. From, like, what I said, though, I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I just don't want that on there.
Well, make my job easy.
Mom's getting mad.
I didn't say anything, like, negative.
No, I know. I just don't want that.
All right, I didn't know I couldn't talk about that.
I think kids transgender stuff. And anyway, yeah, so that Warriors team was really, really good. All
right, so Nikola Jokic, right?
Yeah.
What about him?
What about him?
He's not German.
He's not German. No, he's
Russian. He knows a little bit of basketball.
He's Serbian, right?
He's Serbian.
Yeah.
Do you know what he likes to do in his spare time?
I know.
Actually, what his like full time job really is?
I know.
No.
Enlighten him.
He loves horses.
He likes horse racing.
Yeah.
Horse racing.
So he will buy horses with his contract money and race them in Serbia.
So Jokic is just impossible.
I just saw like some snippets from him where it's like, yeah, I don't really love basketball. I just do this for like money.
It's not even a sport. It's just a game to him.
Yeah. It is.
That's pretty funny.
He's the best basketball player in the world.
And
right
he's really good.
I don't think he is.
You think Embiid's better?
No, I think Luka is from Dallas. I think Luka is the MVP this year. There's no way they're going to give it to Jokic three times.
They might.
If they do, then it's rigged because Luka had the better season statistically.
I don't know. I don't follow basketball.
This might be a dumb question. What team did Shaq play on?
A lot.
He went
Magic, Lakers, Suns, Sixers,
Celtics.
No, Celtics, not
Cavaliers.
Sixers. He played everywhere.
He was bouncing around.
Lakers mainly, though.
Like, okay, because I was like, Michael Jordan, he's known for playing on the Bulls.
Shaq played everywhere. Like, Jordan also played for the Wizards.
He did play for the Wizards.
Wore number 45.
Was Shaq known of like, with mainly the Lakers. Playing for the Lakers.
Magic and the Lakers.
Okay.
I knew Lakers.
He was also known on the Magic because he broke a backboard like completely like in half.
Well, he was a monster.
He tried hanging on it for style and he ended up like shattering it.
He jumped up, he grabs it, and he swung his legs forward, swings back, and the thing snapped in half.
My favorite was he grabbed it and the ring just like came off. And the glasses just like
shattered.
Yeah,
he falls on his head.
Yeah, and everyone's just
so
like, what
tall
the fuck?
That it's like he doesn't even have to jump.
Yeah. He's insane. I know a guy that's 6'10" and he can't dunk.
That's just sad.
That's what I told him.
6'10" is pretty high, right? I still don't know the measurements you have.
Well, but in comparison, I'm 5'9".
You're 5'9", okay.
So add a foot.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Sure, whatever.
About that much.
Okay, yeah.
Add that to me.
That's pretty high.
At least that much.
Yeah.
He's large individual.
All right, so we covered basketball. Who was the GOAT of soccer? I don't know that much soccer, but if I could probably like nitpick names if you gave them.
So I feel like
Neymar, right? No, not Neymar.
No, sorry. No,
I think it's basically between Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, dude,
is Neymar still playing?
Neymar's still playing.
I said
he's
the wrong
playing
name.
In like Saudi Arabia right now, but he's still playing.
Blood money, huh?
Like he got a big contract there. I feel like
didn't Mbappe turn down a contract for Saudi Arabia too?
Maybe, I don't know, but he earns a lot in Paris, so. Doesn't really matter.
Pele is what I meant, not Neymar. Pele.
Pele is not bad.
Pele, yeah, he, yeah.
Pele, he's, not bad.
He's
compared to like really who good. Soccer produced like Messi and Ronaldo was.
Yeah, I feel like the goat debate is always between Ronaldo and Messi.
Well, I think Messi ever? Has it now that he got the World Cup.
With what about David Beckham?
I mean, David Beckham was good, but I don't think he's in a discussion for the goat. To be honest, like okay. he was pretty good. He was solid.
I don't know anything about soccer. So.
I know like the big names, and I can probably like keep up with like the big names. But if you start talking about some dumbass team from like. Manchester, I would be like, what I the fuck?
My hometown.
Manchester is one of the biggest Union Berlin
jersey on.
Yeah, but they also have like Manchester City, Manchester like United.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, both of them are big.
Yeah, I don't know who plays on that team.
I don't either, but I know the teams are I'm just probably
like, I will try my best. Hardest if you start talking about that.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, do you know how much Messi got paid to come to Miami?
A lot.
A lot, but I don't know exactly.
I don't know how many
years
it was.
I just know that he also got like shares from like jersey sets and like Adidas shares and all that. Mm-hmm. Like he got a lot besides the salary.
He got like $800 or $900 million.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that too. Like he got a big.
He was making that money when he was, what was the team he was like most known for?
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yeah.
What about Fulham FC? You know them?
Fulham, yeah, they play in the English first division, right?
I met the owner.
They play in the second division. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, not when I explain it, it's not that crazy.
He's like, oh, I saw him at a supermarket or something like that.
The same guy owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, who owns AEW, the pro wrestling company.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a media pass to AEW, and I got to go to a press conference, and Tony Khan was there, and I got to ask him a question.
Nice.
So in a way, yes, I met the owner. I absolutely met him. He responded.
I mean, you met him.
I said, hi, I'm Jack Garner from KCLC Radio. I played it on the pod last night.
Just imagine if
he's like, who?
Yeah. No, he's from somewhat around here. He's from Champaign, Illinois.
Okay.
Hey, isn't that where, like, the Fighting Illini are?
I don't know. Like, but Champaign's like not school. That. It's, like, 2 hours from here.
Champaign's not that far away.
I think KCLC reaches that far.
Does it?
I think so.
You just imagine the guy's just like, I'm Jack Garner. And he's like, oh, hi. Who the fuck is that guy? Hi.
Who invited him?
Where did he come from?
They gave me a pass. I don't know why, but they gave me a pass.
Didn't you have to get approved for that?
Yeah.
Hey, if they gave you the pass, I mean, they think you're special.
I'm trying to get one to UFC.
Ooh, that would be sick. Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched UFC for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you think about it?
Yeah.
That was a good one. What, Ben?
Ben, you're not going to be able to get one.
I don't care.
You're a business major. You're not going to be able to get
one. I don't care. You mentioned UFC and you got my attention.
Well, I'll you can live vicariously through me. You can write the questions for me.
Let's go.
You can write the questions for me. If I get it.
This is my autistic friend.
Ben, what did you think of UFC 300?
I mean, it was kind of fun to watch, I think.
Have you ever watched any kind of fighting before?
I watched like some boxing, but not really.
Okay.
It was kind of the first time.
Where'd you watch that at?
Like at a friend's place, like in a garage thing. It was pretty nice.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I watched it at a bar. I think Ben watched it by himself.
No, I had like 20 people in my living room with me.
Oh.
I was drinking that night too. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, we were like 5 people there drinking.
Wait, what is the drinking age in Germany? Isn't it like 16?
16. It's like 16 for beer and wine and 18 for like hard liquor.
Okay.
Hard stuff.
I'm
going
to go to Germany now.
What's your go-to drink?
You can like drink 2 years before you can drive.
That's wild. That's so weird.
I didn't know that.
We can drive when you're 18 and you can drink when you're 16.
Oktoberfest must go crazy then.
Oktoberfest is nice. I know.
Have you been?
I never been there.
But I was expecting like a really cool story.
I knew a lot of people that have been there.
Well, so next year you go to Oktoberfest, you call us, you give us an update.
Okay, we'll do that.
You'll have a great time, but I think America takes Oktoberfest, at least from what I've seen. Some cities take it way seriously than like the Germans do, but I've also seen videos where like Germans are going like crazy batshit for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, October, like if you're like in Bavaria, Munich, Oktoberfest is like the biggest thing, I think. Like this is really big, and it is really nice to go there. And it's just, I mean, in the end, it's just like a lot of drunk people in one place.
But you know, you can never go wrong with that.
Yeah.
What's your go-to drink?
My go-to drink is probably like some kind of rum. And
okay.
We got like some really cheap, nice German rum. And we got like a bottle for $5-6.
Oh, shit.
And that's pretty good. And
$5-6?
Can you name drop like a German rum?
So the one I always drink is like, it's called Goldkrone. I don't think you have it here. I never saw it. Sorry.
I don't think so.
Have you been to a liquor store here?
Yeah.
I don't know. We got Irish whiskey, so we might they have whiskey. Conor McGregor's whiskey and
whiskey notes. Hurts.
I like whiskey.
That proper like 12
I went
smooth.
To Ireland with my family once, and my mom and me would try we tried every whiskey we could get. It was so fun.
I like that idea.
What about American alcohol? You got here.
So I had some American beers. I think it's fine. It's what a bit different than German beers. Like I got the Bud Light thingies, and then I've got something that was like mango in it.
Mango cart.
Yeah, I think that was. I kind of like that beer. One because it was like a bit different.
Yeah,
that's
a craft. That's like a locally brewed beer.
Yeah,
you got to go get beer in Wisconsin. I know I rag on that a lot, but that is actually where beer is at. Like it's
Miller Lite.
Yes, that's where it's at its pinnacle.
I don't like beer, but if I had to drink a beer, I could drink Miller.
I prefer Bud Select. It just feels natural.
Yeah, Bud Select.
I don't think so, no.
That's a St. Louis beer.
It's pretty good, I will
say. So, I don't know if you know this, Anheuser-Busch, people that make Bud Light and Budweiser and all that mm-hmm. stuff, it's in St. Louis.
Okay.
It's like half hour from here.
Yeah.
Nice. The brewery's like half hour here. From here.
Didn't know that. Yeah,
I should have told you about that earlier.
quick fun fact with Jack.
Are you a beer guy?
I didn't like beer until I was like 19.
Which is crazy because that's like the age is 21 here. Yeah. And you're like, I could drink at 16.
I didn't like beer until I was 19, and I started college with 19. And I started drinking beer because it's way cheaper than everything else.
Oh, so yeah.
I was like, really? Okay, I'm just going to start drinking beer now because I don't have the money to drink whiskey and rum all the time.
Right.
And then I started liking beer because
it's acquired.
You kind of had to like it.
Because so I kind of had to like it.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before on here, but with beer and drinking and stuff, people that drank in high school, all they could get was beer.
Yeah.
And so you drink what you can get when you're underage and you drink what you can. I didn't drink until I was old enough, so I was 21. And by then, I had enough money that I could, don't say I had money, but I had enough money that if I want to drink something, I'll drink something good or something that I know I like. And I'm not going to make myself like something because I can just buy what I like instead of buying, I could buy a case of Twisted Tea instead of a case of Coors Light.
Yeah. I had my first drink when I was like 13.
That's crazy.
That's a wild.
And I got a drink from my parents too. So it's like, because and the first time I drank, so much I was blackout because I told you the story.
Yeah,
earlier.
I was like, not expecting
it. Was like
story
my birthday, and all of my 13-year-old friends went home because it was late. And
13-year-old friends.
It was like just 13-year-old guys. But so I was there with my mom, my dad, and all of their friends. And was like, okay, now try this drink, and now try this drink, and now try this. And they gave me just drink after drink after drink until it was like completely blacked out, and they had to carry me to my room. That was like my first time drinking with
13. I've been there, buddy.
Yeah. And it was with my parents because of my parents.
You sound like you have fun parents.
Yeah, my parents are pretty chilly when it's about like partying, and like all of the parties we do are at my home because either way, like, and my parents aren't there or they're gonna drink with us until they go to bed, so that's kind of fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I think what's strange is I remember as a kid I would watch like the Bud Light commercials, and I'd actually, it would make me want to get a beer at like 13.
Yeah,
but then the minute I tried alcohol I hated it.
And yeah.
But like what people don't realize is it's really an acquired taste.
It is.
Yeah.
But people drink it like so frequently that people think it actually tastes like good. It
doesn't.
Well,
it doesn't.
The commercials make it look good.
They make it look refreshing is what the big thing is. Yeah.
It is when you like it's beer.
You don't drink alcohol to like refresh. But I think like some whiskeys, they can taste good, but it's obviously not refreshing good, but it's like a nice taste.
Right.
It's like,
the one that got me the most was it would show them like working out like heavy, like with the weights. And then next thing you know, they're grabbing like beers from like the bar, and they were like drinking and smiling.
Yeah,
I was like,
weird.
And I was just like, that shouldn't work that way. But
I feel like that would make you sick.
But like it worked in a weird way because it made me want to go get a beer
when you were like 12.
It was interesting.
That's a good commercial then.
That was like at the peak of Bud Light's success was that commercial.
Yeah. They've gone downhill, like business wise, since
we lost a lot of stock.
We don't need to get into that, but everybody knows why they went down.
Isn't that the one commercial they did? Okay.
Well, okay. You can go into it a little bit if it's we.
I don't.
Do you know why their sales went down?
I think I know the whole discussion. I don't think I saw the commercial.
They made a poor business decision, and then it affected
them. So their target audience is blue collar Republicans. and they went against that, which is, you know, to each their own, but they went against that to try to be all inclusive.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
get a bigger market.
Right. And it completely backfired.
Yeah.
And they lost all the.
Well, their stock is still plummeting to this day.
They lost all the blue collar.
This was like last summer, too.
Yeah. Over a TikTok.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that big of a thing.
It wasn't even like an official commercial.
No, it wasn't even. It was one person sent somebody to a TikTok.
Yeah.
It's all we need to get into that. Without getting.
Yeah, we're just gonna like leave that.
Cut it off.
Leave it in the back burner. And we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Did you like Bud Light at all?
It was okay.
Have you had Twisted Tea?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I liked it.
I love Twisted Tea.
You like Mike's Hard?
I don't think I had that.
Those are good.
The raspberry are amazing.
The black raspberry ones.
So good.
They're like purple. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. After I saw it the second time, I didn't want to drink it again.
I had one. I was just like, oh, what have I been doing for the past 2 years?
They're so good. People make fun of you for drinking them because they're fruity drinks or whatever. They're so good. I had 10 of them one night.
What?
Yeah, my sibling's graduation party. And I got.
How much alcohol is in those?
5%.
I mean, that's okay.
Well, that's why people keep drinking them is because.
They taste like lemonade. And they go down so easy. Yeah. And I got.
Yeah, but I feel like.
And that was like the first time I really ever drank hard, too. Yeah. And I was. At one point, my brother was holding me down on a park bench.
What?
Yeah. Then he put me to swing.
Oh, wait.
I don't remember any of that. And then I said, let's go for a run.
Man, I
went down on the track and I went for a run.
I had one really, I was like, nope. Really bad experience alcohol-wise. Like, it was like the 17th birthday party for my best friend. And we were like just there partying. And I was really drunk at this point. And I saw just like one bottle with some clear thing in there. And I thought like, yeah, that's water. I'm going to treat myself to some water. And I drank like half the bottle. Like, I just chucked the bottle until someone said that it's vodka. And I was so drunk I didn't realize it at all. And after that I just passed out on the floor. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna lay here for a few hours and a
few days, maybe.
When I got drunk, she told me she was gonna give me shots of vodka and she ended up giving me shots of water to try and get me sober.
That a girl.
Was
that you found him passed out in the street?
No,
he wasn't.
That's a different story.
I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. But
you want me to tell the other story so he can tell your story then? Or do you want one?
No, I'll tell mine.
And then I'll go after
so,
you.
So, Beaver.
We really like talking about alcohol.
There was
it's a great
party.
Thing to talk about.
So, there was a party, and Ben decided to drink, and he wanted to go home. And someone that was at the party was parked behind my car. And I was like, okay, we're going to have to wait a little bit for him to move his car out of the way so we can leave. Well, Bennett did not want to wait, so he ran out of the house and ran down the street. Thank God he had a bright red hockey jersey on, so I could see him down the street. Me and another guy, Caleb, ran down. He doesn't listen to this. I can say his name. Me and another guy, Caleb, ran down the street trying to find Ben. You're over 6 feet tall in a bright red, like, hockey jersey. How are we not going to find you? I think you tried to hide, like, by a car.
I tried hiding behind a recycle bin.
Okay, yeah. He tried hiding, and then you, like, popped up, and I'm like, oh, there he is. And I grabbed him by the arm.
Was this when you guys were together or before?
No.
Boy, before.
This was like... way before. This was freshman year.
Oh, that was
like
a while ago.
End of freshman year.
Since we're ripping on me with drinking, I got the public safety story about the house party got busted. This was like in March, and I was like sloppy drunk. Not like crazy, but like I was stumbling.
This like month ago, March?
No, like a year ago, March.
Okay.
This was freshman?
This is before her.
Yes, and so I'm laying in the grass like this. Like a snow angel pose.
Like face planted.
And one of our public safety officers like swings me over his shoulder and puts me in his car. And I start like getting where I'm going. And all I see is like the public safety car inside of it. I thought I was going to jail. So the next thing I do is I pull up my phone and I call my mom and say, Mom, I'm going to jail. I think my time's here. He's over there trying to tell my mom that he's just taking me back to my dorm. I'm like, Mom, I'm screwed. Get the bail money. They got me.
They got me. Oh, yeah, but I feel like I can drink like 1.5 bottles of rum without like
a bottle of rum.
Bottle?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think like to be.
You know how big bottle rum bottles are here, right?
Yeah, I already did it here. Like that's
okay.
I think a bottle is pretty good too.
I almost bought another bottle of that gooey butter rum today.
Is it good or something?
Really, yeah, it's good. I've only had one shot of it, but I have a bottle of it.
I'd actually try that.
Summertime, you guys.
Summertime
hey,
is
okay. I'll be 21. Okay, so I can.
To be fair, the summertime is like the worst time for kids that are underage to go drink because they go back home to their mom and dad.
Cut that part when he said he's underage.
I said underage kids, not I'm underage.
No, you just straight up admitted you're underage. You just told the story about being blasted drunk. And she cut the part where you said, I'm 21. I'm not 21 yet.
No, I
never said I
didn't said I was underage. I said when kids
I know what you said, but I want to go back and try that part again.
Okay.
This summer. You when you like, what?
How old are you? Are you,
if you I'm 20.
Of, I'm 21.
Oh, okay.
I'm 19.
Yeah.
I'm 22.
I only said that because he just said the whole bit about me admitting up.
Yeah. Under All right. So we're picking up from here.
Okay.
So summertime, you guys need to come try that gooey butter rum. I have some in my house. So.
I'm not here summertime. We need to do that earlier. Like I've got to leave and
we need to.
I can't really bring a bottle of rum out here. I guess
that's true. You know what we should do next semester?
What?
Drunken podcast.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Like doing like a Friday night or something.
Yeah, George was a big favorite fan of that.
Oh, he wanted to do that.
Fly me in for that one.
We'll zoom you in.
No,
you drink from the kitchen.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't know where we would do it at. I tell you this, if I end up drunk down here, it's something. Shit's going to hit the fan.
That's why we could have, like, Lucas or something being, like, sober. Like, what?
Lucas ain't going to babysit us.
Oh, no.
Think about that for a second. Lucas is not going to babysit us.
Lucas on his phone. Oh, the Cardinals lost. Completely oblivious to the fact that Jack just bolted out the door.
All right, let's go back and talk about your experience here so far.
Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah.
This show is ADHD in a nutshell.
We had great discussions recently.
We have, but it's ADHD.
Yeah,
we
never it is really is.
From topic to topic, but that's
yeah, that's what we
and
like
I
to
have
do.
The draft on my phone while we talk.
It makes it more fun.
Yeah.
So what's been your favorite experience, your favorite memory so far here?
Well, that's a good question.
That I wasn't mean, meeting people.
That wasn't
well, let me rephrase it. That wasn't meeting me.
It wouldn't been that, no. I think I think the favorite ones was the bigger film shoots we had, like
capstone
the
stuff.
Capstone thingies. Because I did my first capstone, like I did my capstone here too, and I'm like more of a producer in Germany, and I had to direct that one. I was like, I don't really want to do that, but I did that, and that was a really fun experience with all of the people there, and like just like my first official American film. That was pretty fun.
Is this anywhere posted where people can watch it?
I'm just gonna finish that. Like I'm editing right now. It should be finished like next week.
Okay.
And we got like the big screening next Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Scheidegger.
Okay.
And after that, I'm just gonna send it to festivals again. And
is it on like will it be on like YouTube or anything?
Yeah, but it's gonna take a while because I want to send it to festivals first.
Okay.
And if you send it to festivals, you shouldn't upload it on YouTube because
right.
then festivals are like, oh, everyone already could see it, so we don't want to have it anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, at some point it's going to be uploaded. But
Once it's uploaded, let us know and we'll promote it for you.
Nice.
All 24 of our followers.
That's good.
Hopefully we'll hit 100 by then.
Well, we'll probably
hopefully.
Have more.
Hopefully we keep going in the summertime and be able to keep putting out at least one a week.
Yeah.
We'll become Joe Rogan eventually.
Yep, that's the goal.
That's the goal. Joe Rogan, like 2 years.
Yeah, Joe, we're coming for you.
Hopefully, we get big enough to get like McGregor on here.
Really? That's your hope.
No, it's not. I feel like in some crazy way,
we could get Tyron Woodley.
Because McGregor is like, he's big without the UFC as a whole, right. too. So having him like just endorse something would get millions of people to do whatever he says.
That's true.
I think we could get Woodley on here, but you have to play your cards like crystal perfect.
Yeah, and I think I could, but it would be really, really hard.
Yeah.
I would probably hug him because I love Tyron Woodley.
I haven't seen him in 10 I met him 12 years ago.
No, not like without permission, but like
you know what I'm talking about?
Just going to him and like,
no,
like, it's like,
no, but like I am a big fan of Tyron Woodley when he was in the UFC.
Did you listen to Riz today? Ozzie Smith is on there.
No, I didn't.
Ozzie was a mystery guest on the phone and then walked in the room and Rafe about had a heart attack. Because that's his hero.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch
it. It was a while ago. I don't remember when it was. but he was promoting his backflip drink.
Oh,
and okay, Rafe was like melting with Ozzy in the room.
I would too.
I've met him a couple times.
I haven't.
And he goes, I almost gave you a hug when you walked in. He's like, mine. And he goes, well, come here. And he gives him a hug.
Oh, and I'm gonna have to watch the cam footage of
Do you remember the old interns that used to have Courtney or 8-Ball, I think is her name? She's doing the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah,
now.
I do.
She was on there and they were it was a whole sappy episode.
She panicked when she heard Ozzy was across the hall.
Oh, did she? Yeah, it was that same episode.
Werner was like, I'll take you over to meet Ozzy.
It was that episode. It was that same episode. You know what we're talking about at all?
Nope.
That was the drink that they were trying to sell.
The Rizzuto show is a radio show we both listen to on The Point, 105.7. Yeah. We've listened to that for years. I've been listening to that since about the beginning. My dad used to have it on the car when we would go to school.
I really started during COVID.
Okay.
But, like, I knew about it before.
So you never listened to, like, the Prime?
Well, no, I've gone back.
Good show.
Since then, but like...
When they used to be able to get away with a little bit more. They used to play really fake. Thanks, Patrico.
COVID's when I started watching, like, listening to Joe Rogan. Is when I started, like, getting more in tune with him.
Do you listen to Rogan?
I, like, listen to some episodes, but I'm not, like...
They're long.
Really. He is a funny motherfucker, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you watch his stand-up?
I forgot he did stand up. Like, it's overshadowed by his UFC commentary.
Absolutely, he's the best interviewer in the world.
He's pretty good.
That's why he does like all like the post fight like interviews.
And he's hyped up and he's like, you just knocked his ass out in 3 seconds.
My favorite interview is when he's like, Derek, why'd you take your shorts off? And he starts with, my balls was hot. And he always says this, I understand. And the interview was just over.
Have you watched much other UFC? Anything else in UFC?
No. I watched it for the first time, like, the couple of weeks
ago. 300?
Yeah. And it was pretty fun.
That Holloway fight was just...
Holloway and Gaethje.
Is that a top 10 UFC fight of all time?
It's either borderline top 10 or it is top 10.
What's the best ever? It's like the one in 2004 or something.
Robbie Lawler versus...
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, the Robbie Lawler fight where the whole canvas is just painted red was... amazing. I think he fought Rory McDonald for the second time.
That sounds about right. And that was like 2005 when that happened.
Yeah, and I think it was like 2008 or 7.
Same
thing. But it was like I watched that highlight.
It put UFC on the map.
Yeah, and after round four, both fighters' faces are just drenched in blood. The canvas is just bloodied, and I was like, this is a fucking war. And I was having a blast watching the highlight. I was like maybe 15. And that was on like when
you were 15 in 2007.
No, I was 15 when they did that.
Wait,
okay. The math ain't math. No,
they did the.
When you watched it back,
They watched because it was on ESPN's like top 10 moments. Because I think it streamed on ESPN or something, and they had that on. It was like number two, and I think, and it was just like they just kept fighting, and I don't know, your human body can only endure so much pain, and to see them like standing, like blow for blow after like four rounds, it's crazy.
It's insane. Are you a stand-up comedian fan?
Who's
your favorite stand-up comedian?
I think it's probably Ricky Gervais.
I was not expecting you to say Ricky Gervais
or Jimmy Carr.
Who?
Jimmy Carr.
I don't know who that is.
He's a British comedian.
Yeah, they're both British comedians. I really like them both. And they're like both really... They got some really offensive stuff. But it is really... Like Jimmy Carr's probably a master of one-liners.
The funniest stuff.
He gets like you can watch offensive one-liners by Jimmy Carr, and you got like 3 or 4 20-minute compilation. It is so fun. Like and Ricky Gervais is like I really like his stand-up. I really like his series. Like he wrote The Office and all of that.
Yeah.
So I think Ricky Gervais is my favorite.
Have you seen the American version of The Office?
I've seen both. Yeah.
Which one's better?
I mean.
Well, Ricky's only has one season, doesn't it?
Like, Ricky only has one season, but Ricky Gervais, he also wrote the American
one. Oh, did he?
Like, he also wrote, and I don't think he directed it, but he had something to do with the American one. And he said he just did one season of The Office in the British one because he was, like, bored of it. So that's why there's no more seasons. But obviously the American... The Office is like
one of the best shows ever.
More famous, and it's like
I get annoyed of it. I like it, but I can only take so much of it.
Of what, like The Office?
The Office. Yeah. Steve Carell, I can take in small doses.
Yeah.
He's funny, but I got burnt out on Steve Carell all at once, and it was like, I can't take him anymore. Like, he's like the 40-year-old virgin's hilarious, but.
Yeah, I think I watched the British thing like once, and I watched the American, like, I watched it more. Like,
yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, I remember I was talking, I think it was Olivia in class, about, you know, we did the Big Brother show for my show.
Mm-hmm.
They have Big Brother in Germany?
They got like Big Brother, yeah, we got Big Brother Germany.
Is it good?
It is okay. I stopped watching it like 3 or 4 years ago because it was like...
Too many, it's too overproduced?
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, I didn't really like it. Like, they had like some really good seasons five, six years ago, and the last few years they were like...
That's how it is. You watch Big Brother, don't you?
That's like the one reality TV show I have watched.
I
haven't heard of Survivor.
Heard of Survivor?
I heard because you talked about it. But I talked about it a lot in the first couple weeks. Yeah, but that was the first time when I heard Survivor, because we don't have that in Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it started over there.
Really?
Expedition Robinson was what it was called.
What was it called?
Expedition Robinson.
Okay, never heard of
it. And it was in like 1996.
Okay.
And then Mark Burnett got the rights to it over here. I know they have Survivor in a bunch. They have it in Turkey and some places in Europe.
Okay. Yeah, but I never heard of it before.
Really?
I
applied for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. Like, Big Brother was the one reality show where I was like, yeah, I would apply for that because I really want to do that. I don't know. Like, Big Brother seems like a fun show to do.
I would lose my mind.
The clips, like, I've never watched a whole, like, episode of it.
It's long.
But I think it would be fun.
It's 100 days in a house with cameras.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you're like in a group with like a few good people, that is fun.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you have like the whole drama thing and all of that, but I feel like it could be. It could be nice.
Yeah.
A few people would make me want to kill them like halfway through like the 100
days. That's what they want.
I would get sick of every single person. Like, and it could be like the greatest people on the planet, and I would still want to kill them.
The best clips I've seen are when they do the celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's fun.
Chuck Liddell was on that.
Chuck Liddell?
Talking to the mic, but yeah. Every time with him. This is the fourth show he's been on.
But like recently, I've been seeing like Chuck Liddell in like movies too.
Chuck Liddell is on everything.
Yeah.
Every one of those, like, celebrity edition, Chuck Liddell's on.
I don't know who that is.
His head looks like a skid mark with his haircut.
He looks like, don't repeat that.
It does.
Chuck Liddell
is
an old school MMA fighter. He's a badass.
Oh, wait.
His nickname was the Iceman.
Yeah.
I know who.
Well, legendary dude.
He looks familiar.
Yeah, there was.
He's been on everything.
He's been in, like, a lot of, like, cameos. I think he does cameos.
Yeah, he does. You know who's on literally every celebrity show?
What?
It's Ron Artest.
Oh.
Well, yeah, he has to make up for fighting that fan in, like, The Mouse at the Palace.
Ron Artest, and he quits every one of them. He was on Celebrity Big Brother, missed his daughter, he quit. He was on the celebrity version of Survivor, quit, was scared of the dark.
I was going to say, one guy in Hollywood that has his name on everything is Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Not as much anymore.
Oh, no. Like, no, a lot. Like, he hosts American Idol. Yeah. His name is still on the Kardashians.
He's on that?
Well, it's under his production company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he had a production company.
Rewatching South Park, like, the earlier seasons reminds me how much Mel Gibson was involved with, like, movies in, like, the early 2000s.
I'm not a big South Park fan.
But, like, rewatching it, like, almost every other episode was something about Mel Gibson. Like, The Passion of Christ, Braveheart. They had, like, something new with him, like, almost every season.
Yeah, he did a lot, yeah.
He's really good, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't know if we can talk about the thing he did, because apparently we can get canceled for that.
No, then let's not even mention it.
No, it's not, like, bad. It's something he made.
Moving on. Thank you.
Yeah, better let's not do it, I guess.
We'll talk about it after.
Do you know what it is, though?
No, I have no idea. So we're moving on. No.
Moving on.
Moving on. What's your favorite movie ever?
My favorite movie ever.
Is it Grown Ups 2?
It's not one. Why should it be that movie?
It's a wonderful movie.
It's like it's a typical Ben Stiller movie. Like, and up into the
Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler.
Ben Stiller. Why did I say Ben?
Ben yeah, Adam Stiller's Sandler. The only one not in that movie.
Yeah, and like Adam Sandler, he plays one character yep. and he got one movie and he just does the does same again, movie yep. over and over okay. again.
What other fun. Movie but, do you get to see Shaquille O'Neal, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, and David Spade beating the crap out of Taylor Lautner?
I mean, I guess there's
nothing.
Not a lot of movies. That
Why is that like the but, peak of cinema for you?
Because yeah. it is. And this is before I was even a wrestling fan that I
that,
said Stone
that has
Cold.
Nothing to
that Stone
do
Cold with was it. In it. What?
Even if you're not a wrestling fan, you know Stone yeah. Cold.
I didn't realize that was Stone Cold in there. I know new
you
Stone
didn't?
Not until I started watching wrestling, no.
I didn't realize until you said it right now, to be That's honest.
You know what scene I'm talking about? The bald guy with the yeah, hot yeah. dance instructor wife? Yeah.
But I think I always said my favorite movie is Interstellar because it's just such a good movie.
I've never seen that.
You never saw Interstellar is so good. Like, it's one of the first movies where I walked out of the seminar was like, that's just the greatest thing ever produced. But... Yeah, I really, really like that movie.
Big guy, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, my.
Well, you're the big guy in the room, so.
You're either, 6'4". Saving Private Ryan or Pulp Fiction.
Never seen either one.
It's a good movie.
Saw both of them.
Emily?
Oh, I need to think. I don't have a favorite. Like, I haven't watched a movie in a while.
I watched Happy Gilmore the other day.
Like, okay, that... That's a good
Happy
movie.
Gilmore is just like a sit around, like happy, fun time movie all yeah. around.
You seem to like this
They're
one.
Making
just
a
like
second one, too.
Turn off your brain and yeah. watch the movies. That's like I your do. Kind of just.
Ben, when was the last time you cried during a movie?
I don't think I ever cried during a movie.
I don't know if there was. There might have been. Oh, I know when it was. John Coffey gets killed in The Green Mile.
Spoiler.
The spoiler, but the part that broke me is when he said, don't put that thing over my head, I'm afraid of the dark. I was like, oh, you pieces of shit.
It was a good movie, too.
I think the closest I've ever been to crying was the movie Iron Claw.
That's such a good movie.
Have you saw it?
I've seen
with it. Zac Efron, the new one? It's so good.
It's hard to watch at some points.
I mean, I know their story pretty good, and I watched it. I got down a wormhole, and I watched like three different documentaries. Mm-hmm. They left a lot out, but the boat scene at the end. Where they're all on the boat,
yeah.
And Carrie meets his little brother that he never met, or his older brother that he never met, and then at the end, when Zac Efron says, "I used to have a bunch of brothers, now I don't have any," to his kids, that was it's.
They're just like.
Do you know anything? Have you heard of this movie?
I heard of it. I never saw it.
Do you know who the Von Erichs are?
No,
they're a very, very famous wrestling family from the '70s. Fritz and Kevin and Mike and Kerry were like this huge trio wrestler. They were just, I don't even know how to explain. They were so popular in Texas that they were like, when Mike died, they shut down the schools.
Okay.
He was that big of a deal that they closed the schools down for the day.
Yeah.
Like every school in Texas was shut down that day.
Crazy.
So people could go to that funeral.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how famous the Von Erichs were in Texas.
I didn't know what Iron Claw was about.
It's about the pro wrestling family, the Von Erichs. You would like it. Well,
I probably would. Movie. I just knew, like, oh, Zac Efron in a new movie. I'm like, okay.
He learned how to. Chavo taught him.
I'm like, Zac Efron, okay.
You know who Chavo Guerrero is?
I don't think so.
You know who Eddie Guerrero is?
I don't think so.
Okay. Chavo taught Zac Efron how to actually wrestle. And they had a full 10-minute match training for the movie.
Yeah.
And he does a dang good crossbody. Which is like speaking German to you guys when I say
I might need to watch
that wasn't
it.
Even intentional. That wasn't intentional. That's always my go-to. That was not intentional at all. That was funny how that worked.
Actually,
I said it. I turned my head. I was like, oh.
Wait.
Okay. I'm going back to the favorite movie.
Yeah.
The one I can watch like on repeat is Crossroads. Not the Britney Spears version. She had very bad version.
Britney, bitch.
But it's Britney, bitch. But call back to The Office when Michael Scott did that.
I don't remember that.
Britney, bitch.
Okay, that's a classic episode. But, there's a myth in blues music that one guitarist, sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads.
Charlie Daniels?
And
what a scam.
No.
But did he make a deal with the devil?
Like, the movie's kind of about like...
No, but nothing? Okay.
But
we have a woman speaking. Shut up.
True. Don't cut me off.
I'm sorry.
But the whole movie's kind of like him making the deal and the... Do you know who Ralph Macchio is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Karate Kid.
Yeah, he was in the movie.
He was on Dancing with the Stars.
He does a...
I forgot about that.
That should not be his claim to fame.
I said Karate Kid first.
Good. I'm like, don't call him like, oh, I know him from Dancing with the Stars.
He danced with that one chick.
Did you watch Dancing with the Stars, Ben?
No.
Then how do you know he was on there?
Because I've seen the highlights because Victor Cruz was on there.
Hines Ward won.
Hines Ward won? I did not know that. All I know was Victor Cruz was on there because he did the salsa.
That show used to be. I used to watch it with my grandma.
Oh, it used to be great. I love that show.
And then
get
JoJo Siwa on there.
Yeah,
that dude from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on there too.
Carlton won. Yeah. Alfonso?
That's his name. He was good.
My favorite ever on there was, what was his name?
The guy from Shark Tank was on there.
No,
it was a
Mr.
guy
Wonderful.
With him, but the guy with the brown hair, he was on it.
Damon John?
Mr. Wonderful.
No.
Mr. Wonderful.
It was the other one. I can't think of his name.
I don't know who else is on there. It's Mark, Damon, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah.
No, that's Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh my god! I'm gonna have to.
Wasn't
Google
like Aaron Rodgers tied to that or something? I swear, like someone
on what Dancing with the Stars? Yeah. I don't think he's ever.
I
on
swear,
there. You know Chris Jericho was on there.
He was.
Yeah,
does not seem like the type.
That's it. Going back to JoJo Siwa, she should not have been on that show.
Never.
No, she's a professional dancer.
Yeah,
dance moms.
Okay, if you watch her Karma TikToks, she does not look professional in those.
But
I'm
she
sorry.
Is though.
Technically, she is, yeah. And that's why I was like,
who else was on that season?
She shouldn't be on it.
I met a guy that was on that season. The Miz.
No way.
Yeah, I met The Miz. How we got down to Dancing with the Stars, I don't really know.
Well, I mean, JoJo, I feel like, wouldn't have gone anywhere if she didn't explode on Dance Moms.
None of them would.
But Dance Moms, she either got popular for being terrible and getting bitched at by Abby, or she was just... actually good. I don't know which one was which.
I just started Dance Moms.
You ever watch Dance Moms?
No.
That's funniest thing ever.
I love it.
No.
I love
the
it.
The drama with the moms is amazing.
Oh my god.
So,
I'm on season one.
You speak German and English fluently, correct?
I'm trying English fluently, but yeah.
You're doing pretty good. You're doing a podcast in English.
You're doing a great job. I will say.
You're doing better than Ben is.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, this is a guy on Shark Tank I'm talking about.
Oh,
who's that guy?
His name's Robert, but I'm not even going to try that.
Yeah, I know
you're
talking about Robert. Did you have to learn English to come here?
Perjavec.
So we start learning English in like second grade.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we have it from second grade, and we have to have it to like 12th grade. So, yeah, we learned for like 10 years, but we learned like British English, so
the weird English.
Yeah, so we learned that. And then I went to Australia to just like get to know more English, and it was pretty good. And then I'm just trying to speak, and obviously with like the internet and everything, like a lot of stuff. I watch like a lot of English stuff. So that's kind of nice, and I'm trying to get better with the language because...
You're pretty good at it. Like I said, better than Ben speaks it.
Thank you. That's great.
Fuck off.
Because obviously, like in film, like America is the biggest, probably the biggest film producing land. Maybe India with like the whole Bollywood thing is up there.
Bollywood is huge.
Like Bollywood is really huge. But film, I feel like you need to know English if you want to make it big in film. So, yeah.
Okay. When you watch a movie or TV show, do you watch it in English or German?
I watch it in English if that's like the original language.
Okay.
If it's like not the original, then there's no point to watch it in English, I think. But, and I also feel like I started some shows in German, and then I can't watch the English original because the voices sound so weird. Because I started it with different voices, so I can change it now. But, I try to watch all the English stuff in English, yeah.
This is going to sound like a weird question, but it's not. When you're thinking, what language are you thinking?
It is not a weird question. It's like, in Germany, I obviously think in German. But here, like, after, I think, after one or two months, I started thinking in like a weird mix of German and English, because it is weird. Like sometimes I just know the English word and don't know how to translate it into German, which is weird because it's my first. Right. And then I have German words and I don't know the English word for that one. So I'm thinking in like a weird mix from German and of German and English words. It's like, yeah. But it's, yeah, I'm thinking a lot in English, and like that's another thing, like dreaming in English, that's real. Like I dream, one of them. Like that happens in English now too. Like it's getting to me, I think.
Well, actually, I had a question. When you first like started like learning English like more like consistently, would you ever just like be talking in German to someone and then an English word would like slip into what you were saying?
Yeah, that, and like in German we use a lot of English words in like just our normal German conversations. Because I think because of the whole internet thing and just internationally thingy, like my generation and the generation after me, they're like, it's a weird German-English mix when we talk, because we just use a lot of English words in our German conversations. So, yeah, and I feel like some of the English words we just use it in a way that doesn't make sense for English-speaking people, but we just kind of use it in German because it sounds good for German people, but yeah, that's pretty fun.
What did you say when you walked in the room and you said nice German word?
I was doing my scratch off. And I said scheiß.
He said shit. Yeah,
that's what I thought it was.
Hey man, you can never be too certain.
Yeah. I don't know. What did you learn the cuss words first in English?
I don't think so. We started in second grade. I don't think
that's an off the show thing. We'll teach him.
Teach him the basics. All right.
After the show, we can do that.
So we'll go through the alphabet with you. All right, and you're gonna get you a word for each letter.
One word. Okay. Nice.
We'll be here for a while. That's a lot of words.
No, it's not. We can figure it out really quickly. We'll skip over the common ones.
Okay. What's the one for X?
You might want to cut this. Anything that has a neo pronoun.
Why? Why?
Because he asked.
You're worse than Casey.
No, I am not. I don't say half the things Casey does.
I swear he said every. Never mind.
You
get offended easily?
I don't think so.
He politely asked, and I gave him I thought.
I told Casey to get it all out, and I swear he said every racial slur possible. For half an hour. He went down, at least half an hour. He went down the line, every single one of them.
No, he said, get it all. I hear is, and I was like, oh, God, it's starting.
And he's a truck driver, so he hates everything. And all the people, anytime, never mind.
Would we get in trouble for calling Chicago Chirac or no?
No, he did it on the last episode.
Well, I didn't know if that's something that I could or could not like.
I would rather you not, but I'm not going to cut it.
Okay.
He calls it Chirac.
You cut it?
No, he
I told you to cut it.
I edited this. Yeah.
It was like, wait.
I paid you.
So I'm sorry about the.
You paid me $1.
So I'm sorry about the X, letter X. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I just don't want it on a podcast.
Yeah, I know, but that's.
He calls it Chirac because there's more murders in Iraq, or more murders in Chicago than Iraq.
Isn't St. Louis like the murder capital? Yeah. Or is it Detroit now?
Yeah, that was the first.
Well, no, it actually might be Memphis.
You been to Eastside yet?
I don't think so.
Don't go. Don't. Never. Never
take
go.
Take him to a strip club?
No. No. There are strippers just walking around downtown St. Louis. He does not have to go to the east side.
You can't get that in downtown.
They have strip clubs in Germany?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to pick up from here.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Do they have strip clubs in Germany?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great way to pick up. Famous city for that is probably Hamburg, because they got like a street there with like a lot of strip clubs there. So they got like an official street where all of the strip clubs in the city are.
They have four in Eastside on like within a mile of each other.
Yeah, but like you can also go to Eastside and you'll see like
shot.
Hookers. Like as soon as you get over the bridge, there'll be hookers there.
You might.
But like if you go at nighttime, my friend almost got ran off the road. Like, and he just crossed over to East St. Louis and he almost got ran off the road. Like
it's bad over there. It's really bad.
And it was like I Googled St. Louis before I came here, and that was like the first page was just murders. Like how many like criminals, murders.
Well, like, yeah. A lot like, of like yeah, the nice murders city. That happen here murder. Well, more often than not, if you're going to like downtown St. Louis, a lot of the murders are the homeless people just like
shooting each other.
Yeah, shooting each other for like a spot under the bridge, or like they want like a bicycle. If a homeless guy has that, they got nothing to lose in their mind, so they'll just go at it.
They think jail will be better.
Yeah, but so you don't know anything a lot about like St. Louis location wise.
Oh, really?
But have you heard of like the Fabulous Fox Theater?
No.
You should check it out. It's really beautiful.
It's a nice theater.
If you go like maybe two blocks north of that, you'll hit where like the neighborhoods are, and that's where you want to stay away from.
Yeah, it's not far from there. It's
not far from there.
I've been to the Fox, but I've been to
the Fox is a very good area. But you go up like two blocks, and that's when you hit problems. If you stay in between the Fabulous Fox and then down like four blocks is SLU, which is St. Louis University, you'd be okay in that little square kind of area. There's not a lot of bad things that happen.
It's like down by Chaffix. If you get lost down there, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but like if you stay within like in SLU University or even Harrison Stowe State, you're fine. But if the minute you go and you find like houses is the minute shootings happen outside like the doors.
I was walking around by Chaffix at like 1 o'clock in the morning the other day going home, which is
not smart, but you know.
I was with a group of people.
Well, yeah,
I had to get home.
Like I mean you did what you had to do, all right?
I met Tony Khan.
I can see there you go. You got made it.
Get to meet Tony Khan, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can't complain about meeting Tony Khan. Well, his microphone's falling apart over here.
Mm-hmm. That's my microphone usually.
Well, yeah, because you don't have the headphones. This is my seat over here, but you fools have been taking it.
Also, I'm gonna show him the Missourian way to give directions. All right.
Oh God.
Real quick. So my friend, I went to that concert, Ailstorm at the Red Flag.
Okay.
And my friend texts me and says, "Where is parking at?" So I took a picture of the Red Flag map, and this is what I sent him.
Somewhere over there.
I said it's somewhere in that circle.
It's just Google Maps
with a red circle.
I've never done
it.
That before.
And I said it's somewhere in this red circle right here, and he did not find it. He parked over on Locust Street. I haven't examined Locust Street enough to know if it's like bad, but it looked a lot better than Google Maps portrayed it to be.
That's good.
But St. Louis is not getting better though, so I wouldn't hold my breath on like that particular area.
Yeah, but the whole shooting thing, like that was my first weekend here. Like my roommate is pretty cool. Like I got really lucky with my roommate, and I like the first weekend I spent at his house. And one of the first conversation that he had with his brother in the car that we drove to was like, "Yeah, I think I'm thinking about getting like a new gun." I was like, "Wait, what? You can like it's really hard to get a gun in Germany.
It's
like,
really
you have to be
easy to get a gun,
policeman or whatever." And here he's like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna go to that website, and the website is called Grab a Gun." And I was like, "Why do you have a website that's just called like it's not possible for me to get a weapon legally in Germany, and here you got a website that's called Grab a Gun." I was like, okay,
there's more guns than people in America.
What you gotta also look at though is I went to a Blues game last year and I saw a homeless guy get shot. Like he actually got shot and he died.
In front of you?
No, I was in the car and this was like a block away from Enterprise.
Okay, you heard the gunshot?
No, I saw him get shot. Like he said some bad comments to these kids and the kids beat him and then shot him and ran. And I called my mom about it, trying to get, like, consoled about it. And she just said that's literally what it's like down there every day. She watched a gang shootout happen from her post office.
Jesus.
And it's not like the post office where they live with mail. It was actually, like, a manager, like this Northrop Grumman post office, which is, like, a government contract. But she's like, I would see violence happen every day outside my window. And there's nothing we could do about it. Every time there's, like, a shooting, building goes on lockdown. Stabbing, like, a mile away, building goes on lockdown. And I'm just thinking, how can you be comfortable living in like that area if you have to go on lockdown every 5 minutes and like you have like someone dying every 5 minutes?
Did you hear about the hostage situation on Main Street?
I don't think so. No.
Like 2 weeks ago.
I'm surprised you haven't talked about that on like a podcast episode yet. I think that'd be important since we're like right next to it.
Yeah, it didn't come up. I don't know much about it, but some guy was holding somebody hostage in the parking garage. I think it was by Q.
I think it was by Q actually.
The city hall's right over there.
Yeah, it was like a.
You know what Q is?
Yeah.
They were going to like. Well, actually, there? They were meeting for like a court case.
I wanted to go there, but never had like. I don't know.
The guy got mad and was like, "I'm gonna, hold you hostage." And they don't know. I don't know if they ever said if he had a gun or not, because he might have just said it to like buy time. But
I don't think anything else came out about it besides
it was his wife, because they were going like a court like dispute, and I think it was like a divorce case, which is what started the whole I'm gonna take you hostage.
It's insane. I remember I was sitting in class and I heard the police cars go by.
Oh yeah,
I was in class and I just popped on Fizz and it said, what the hell's happening on Main Street? I was like, wait, what do you mean what's happening on Main Street?
I
was
out of class. I live by the highway.
Yeah.
So, like, I hear sirens every day, but it was more than usual. I'm like,
there was a lot. Oh. We were starting to wonder what was happening.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't.
Well, even if you didn't know what was happening, you knew something was up when we got an email about it saying something's happening on Main Street. And everyone's like, what the hell?
I got a text about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got like my email. I was like,
did you guys get that?
That's lovely.
Maybe.
He said maybe.
I don't know.
Are you a bad student? Do you not check your email?
I'm trying to, but I did get a lot of emails.
Teachers here like to send
like
email.
One like of the first emails I got to my Linwood account was like, we had a shooting like 2 miles away. I was like, yeah, that's great. Nice.
Oh, I remember that. Like, that was at the park for like a drug, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I knew a guy in high school that got killed in the
drug. Well, when you're in St. Charles, you know, we kind of just like brush over it because St. Louis is right across the river.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere in Missouri, we brush over it.
Except unless you live in like Wentzville and O'Fallon, because that's like quiet area.
Eureka.
Eureka's also Wildwood's pretty quiet too. Chesterfield's like abnormally. You ever been to Baldwin?
Yes, I've been to Baldwin. Like Baldwin's like 15 minutes from here. Of course, I've been to Baldwin.
That's like the quietest like city in St. Louis County, apparently.
My grandparents live in Baldwin. I've been in Baldwin a million times.
That's how you know Baldwin's safe then.
That's the closest Target to Eureka.
Oh boy.
I don't go to Target, but. Actually, I buy my soap from Target.
What kind of soap do you use?
I don't know.
Man Squatch?
No.
No.
Target brand.
Hurt.
I don't know what it's called. I think it's C something. I don't know.
I have no idea what that is. Never mind.
I don't know. What kind of soap I use is not important.
I was about to like Dove, Irish Spring, stuff like that.
Probably, yeah.
Like the basics.
The basics.
I use Old Spice myself.
Can't stop yawning. Weird. I don't know. I'm wide awake.
You need a Coca-Cola.
You need.
It tastes terrible.
He's got Pepsi in his cup.
I love what's crazy is when Lindenwood got sponsored by Pepsi, I didn't notice how much Pepsi was everywhere here.
There's a lot of Pepsi here.
Like our football field has like a Pepsi sign underneath like the giant billboard. All of our cups say Pepsi. There's a Pepsi sign on Spelman. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, that's true.
I think this is where we get all of our money from. But then again, I think we lose all our money the second we get it.
Just in here, out there, just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this room alone we're in, stuff costs. Several thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Like, if I broke this mic, hypothetically. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not going to break it. Casey broke it, all right? How much would he pay for the new mic?
$600.
Jeez.
I think the mic is pretty, I don't, yeah.
It's not $600. This for the is stand like, and everything.
Well, this is like top of the, isn't it like top of the line, or is it like almost near there?
It's good stuff. It's not the very best, but it's good stuff.
It's not like Joe Rogan good, but
no.
It's.
No.
No. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, this stuff was all put in the summertime.
That stuff just looks like Casey would just like nitpick
that's
it.
That's not expensive. I played the drums and I had like in my house we got the whole wall, out of
you
bed.
You can buy that so on Amazon for like $20.
Yeah. What?
This is like unrelated, but I'm watching drafts on my phone, and the Dolphins are 21st and the Packers are 25 and. The player I want, Cooper DeJean, is still available.
Okay.
And I'm praying that he falls because I want the white cornerback.
The white cornerback?
He's like the first white corner that would be in the NFL since 2002. And Wisconsin just feels like the place for him.
That fits, yeah.
Wait, so has Xavier Worthy been picked up?
He has not been taken.
Oh, my God. Chiefs, I am praying.
Well, you guys don't need a receiver. You guys need
We do.
You guys need to help Creed Humphrey what before he requests a trade.
No.
Y'all want to sign Juju?
Hell no.
He was good when he was here, when he was there. Rasheem's in jail.
Oh, Rasheem is in jail.
Yeah.
KT can't catch.
Well, I'm just praying that the Jaguars mess it up like they always do, and then Dallas is going to take a tackle and then.
Tony, save the team.
Packers, get the white corner, please. Really complete the Wisconsin look.
The Jaguars were good for like a week.
They were
that
good.
That game against San Diego last year.
That was crazy.
They were down, Max, they were down 33-0.
30-0, actually.
30-0, and won 33-30.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was insane.
That's a big score.
Put that in soccer terms for them.
4-0.
I feel like that's like
4-5
Yeah,
Messi down 3-0 and then he scores 4 goals. Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence got hot.
Trevor Lawrence started acting like, I remember when he got drafted, all the teams that like put him in like girls' clothing because his hair was so long. Yeah. It was like funny. But he was also the highest prospect, I think, of all time.
Which, did he go to LSU or Clemson?
Clemson.
Okay.
No, because Burrow was LSU.
Okay. I get them confused.
Both pretty boys.
Oh yeah. So we got the female quarterback and Macaulay Culkin.
He does look Macaulay Culkin.
I know that.
Were you in here when I played the guy? I'm Macaulay Culkin myself.
I did not. I was not here for that. But now that I'm gonna
the bees.
You're going to need to show me that.
Since I'm going to be a regular, apparently, I have to get more in tune with what you start to play when I'm not here.
You were here when I played. You had headphones in.
I don't remember that.
Was this when Casey was yapping in my ear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he played that one song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to keep on that. All right, food.
Are we going to play that fun little game now?
What game?
The
blind rank.
Blind rank game.
Oh yeah. Well, how much St. Louis? This segment's called Taste of 3 and 4. Thanks, Dan, for the name. Thank you, buddy.
Well, actually, I had an idea for that. You could switch it up with, instead of going with like the same numbers, you could throw like one of the better ones like earlier and see if it messes him up.
That's good. How much St. Louis food have you had?
What do you mean with like St. Louis food?
There are some foods that are like
only here.
Yeah, only in St. Louis, or they're from St. Louis, so they're like considered St. Louis type.
Like
foods.
These. Yeah.
Like those Emo's before. Pizzas only in like St. Louis area.
I had Emo's Pizza.
You had toasted ravioli.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever had baby back ribs, like St. Louis style ribs? You have to try those one sometime. They are like worth it. I will. Okay. I can't confirm.
All right, so we're gonna play this little blind ranking game. I'm gonna give you a couple of St. Louis foods.
Okay.
And if you haven't had them, well, just
okay.
All right, we'll start with toasted ravioli, 1 through 5.
I really, really like toasted raviolis.
Good answer.
It's
good
quality.
Man.
Like,
good man. You know what's weird? I like them with cheese in it. Have you had the cheese ones?
I have, actually.
They're better.
Well,
so here's what you do. You make a box of meat, you make a box of cheese. You mix them up, you eat half for lunch, half for dinner.
What?
No, so...
Yeah.
the face you make right
you, like, you are very, like, good.
I
come up with, like, these food and creations, and I love hearing them. I genuinely do. Like, they really, like, make me just go...
Here's another one for you. You want a good sandwich. Thanksgiving turkey. You know that big turkey breast? It's amazing.
Yes.
Put Rotel on it.
I swear to God.
It'll change your life.
I'm going to have to try that.
It'll change your life.
You better write those down.
I don't need to. I have his number and his Snapchat. That's all I need.
Know you had my number.
He'll just send me like one turkey with whatever he said.
I didn't know he had my number.
Just text recipes.
Yeah, I don't know how to cook.
Okay. In quotes, recipes.
Yeah, I just mix this up.
What you can buy from Spelman?
Have you been to High Point Burger Place?
No, not yet.
They had, I don't know, it was a take on shepherd's pie. It was called.
Well, it already sounds tasty. I love shepherd's pie.
It was like shepherd's pie or something.
Ooh.
And it was a burger with mashed potatoes and gravy and corn. Amazing.
That just sounds good.
I had 3 of them.
What?
Over the course of a week.
Okay. I thought you meant like three in a day.
Can you like tell me where this is at?
It's like a weekly special at High Point.
Where's High Point at? Like, just give me like.
There's one by the factory.
Factory, okay.
There's one downtown.
What was that place we went to for opening day? Like that pizza place?
Oh.
I don't know what it was.
It was like Katie's pasta.
I got like this pepperoni pizza about like this big.
It was bigger than
like
that.
Like that big maybe. And they put honey on it. And I swear to God, I thought it was a little weird that they put honey on it. But it was actually like one of the best pizzas I've ever had.
Really?
It was amazing. And I was going to let her try the soup I got, but it was kind of gone after like a minute.
Oh, he ate it in
it was so good.
10 minutes.
Ben doesn't share food.
I asked her if she wanted some, and she said no at first until later when we're sitting in the game. She's like, that did look really good. And I was like, oh, you should have
said something.
I can
say it looks good. It doesn't mean I want it.
Benjamin does not share food.
I don't need to share food with you.
Everybody shares food with me.
Oh, yeah, mister. I got biscuits and gravy, a whole all-star special, and a chocolate chip waffle at Waffle House and ate all of it.
Damn straight.
No, he didn't eat all of it.
Oh,
Casey
you shared
biscuit.
With Casey, who also had a hash brown bowl smothered in gravy. That's how we know we're in America.
America, baby.
No, you know you're in
Have
America
you
when
House?
I can go to Schnucks and buy a whole gallon jar.
Do we need to take
syrup.
Him to Waffle House before?
Yes, we need to
do take you, him. Do you have Waffle House in Germany?
No.
Are you open to going to Waffle House late
tonight?
Let's
go.
Okay, you guys. He's never been.
All right, I'm down.
He moves to Germany in a week.
We can't fuck around a lot. I got a bio test tomorrow at 8 a.m. So we can't fuck around like we did on Tuesday, but we can
I don't even think we haven't even got to the good stuff yet.
I mean, we have good stuff.
We're on the food segment.
The amount of content we just got, like this last hour, has been good. Also, I'm going to backtrack real quick. Can I say or no? About what you were texting me about.
No.
No?
I'm going to have to cut this.
I can't clear the... Okay, I want to clear the air. Like, cut this.
Okay. But
the Mel Gibson thing I was talking about was The Sound of Freedom.
I don't know what that is.
He made a documentary about sex trafficking in the Hollywood ring.
Oh.
And I said we could get canceled for it because movie theaters and, like, other people try canceling for spreading information like that.
Is it true?
That the Hollywood sex ring?
Yeah.
That's all true.
Do you know much about that? The Hollywood sex ring?
I mean, I heard about it, yeah.
But, like, I just wanted to clear the air because she sent me something that I didn't even know existed. And I was like, that is not what I was referring to.
Oh, it was, like, anti-Semitic.
No. Yeah, that's what I thought about. Yeah,
I was talking about, like, the Sound of Freedom that, like, started controversy everywhere. But I thought it was something that needed to be discussed.
Yeah.
Because it also had ties with Epstein Island, which is a whole different thing.
Yeah. No, I thought about the anti-Semitic thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I completely forgot that existed. I was more going off of, like, what, like, Hollywood and all of them would have thought about it. My bad on that. I'm sorry.
All right,
can go back to my ranking.
Yeah. So where did you put Toaster Oven?
I'm gonna be honest. I'm tempted to put it on number one, but I'm just gonna put it on number two.
That's a pretty bold
move right there.
I really, really like that.
It's not a bad move, but there's a lot of people that would disagree with you putting it at two.
Yeah. So you've never had gooey butter.
No.
Okay. So we'll take off those two. Now we'll get to that. Record it. Oh, you have your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works too. You can send it to me. Emo style pizza with the Provolone cheese.
Really good.
You like it?
I like it.
I knew I liked you, Max.
But I think, like, overall, I'm going to put it not over toasted raviolis, to be honest.
Okay.
Because I really like the idea of toasted raviolis, so I'm going to put it on three.
Okay. You're going to regret not putting toasted ravioli one.
Yeah, probably.
The other one we go with is pork steak. Have you had pork steak?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Have you had Gus's pretzels?
Yes.
Okay. Where would you put that?
They're okay. They're okay. So, yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to regret not putting toasted ravioli on one.
So I'm going to give you one more after this.
Yeah, I'm going to put the pretzels on four.
Have you had Ted Drew's? I think what else is St. Louis that you haven't might have had. You haven't had gooey butter. You haven't had pork steak. Those are usually the big ones we do.
I'm trying to think.
So I'm going to put, like, it's not St. Louis. It's just American.
I mean, could we do, I mean, you are from Germany, so we could do, like, a classic American.
Which is?
What's, like, a fast food chain that's not... Like,
what? You mute him?
What if we made him rank beers instead?
How many American beers have you had?
I had a few in general.
Yeah, like, but I had a few beers.
Like Yungling, Bud Select.
Okay.
I had Yungling. I had
Bud Light. Yeah, let's do that instead. All right, okay. So toasted raviolis won. Really.
Yeah, that was really good. And like the idea to just fry raviolis, that's great. That's
I got to take that home?
Yeah. Like that.
Make them homemade.
And I need to find a way to import Costco cookies to Germany. Because these, like...
Costco is good. Let's go to Sam's Club. Get their big-ass platter.
Okay. Their cake is amazing. Yeah.
But, like, their Costco cookies, like, these are the best cookies.
Have you ever had, like, their $1.50 hot dog?
You haven't had this yet. Oh. Are hot dogs in Germany that good?
It's okay. Wieners? It's okay.
You were waiting on that.
I was.
That is his last name.
Aren't they called wieners in Germany? Like,
The sauce that she puts in there, it's called like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it wiener?
It's like wiener.
Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel is delicious.
I know they are.
It's really just bread and chicken. Is all it is, but it's good.
Sorry.
You got the corner.
What?
You got the corner.
No, the Eagles took the top corner, which means Cooper DeJean should fall to the Packers.
They need a center in Philly.
They do, but they took a corner from. Wherever Toledo is.
Ohio.
Oh, Toledo.
Oh, no. Okay, let's move on.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we'll have you rank beers. You talked about Bud Light. We'll start with that one.
Okay. Bud Light is solid. It was my favorite one. It was solid. So I'm going to put it on 3.
About Coors? Right. Have you had Coors?
No.
Let's do Yuengling then.
Yuengling, I think it's better than Bud Light.
All right.
So I'm going to put it on 2.
What about that mango cart that you had?
That mango, that was my favorite one, so I'm going to put that on 1.
You ever had Avalanche Ale?
Yeah.
What?
It's called Avalanche Amber Ale.
I think Avalanche something I had. I think it should be that one then. I think I didn't really like it, so I'm going to put that on 5.
Ooh.
About Miller? Have you had Miller?
No.
A Guinness?
Guinness is good.
Never had Guinness.
Guinness should have been my 5 now. Oh, okay. I really don't like Guinness, but now Guinness is my 4.
About Stella? You had Stella?
I think I had my 1, 2, 5, but
That was 5.
Had 5.
I had 5. Look, 5. 1 is mango for me. Then 2 was the Yuengling, 3 Bud Light, then 4 Guinness and 5 the Avalanche. But
you would switch 4 and 5.
I would switch 4 and 5. Don't like Guinness.
What's your favorite beer you've ever had?
That's a good question.
This would be a good answer.
What's my Bush favorite? Apple? I mean, it's not an American beer.
You ever had Bush Apple?
No.
Apparently, it's really good. I've never had it. It's like discontinued, but it was like Bush. You know Bush?
Yeah.
It was like apple-flavored Bush.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell you, it does sound pretty good.
It does.
That sounds good.
Bush Peach is disgusting.
Yeah, agreed.
Have you ever had Peach Schnapps?
Yeah.
I hate Peach Schnapps.
Do you know what I always
I think it's funny that Schnapps, like, that's the German word.
What? Schnapps?
Yeah, Schnapps.
I hate peach, so.
I think it's okay. There's worse you can have, but.
I've heard people on campus rave about something called Angry Orchard.
Yeah.
And they said it's like, it's apple cider, but it's like, it's apparently like really good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I mean, I like cider. Cider is nice.
Cider is good.
Alcoholic cider.
Yeah, and apparently it's like.
It tastes way better than beer.
Yeah.
I haven't had Angry Orchard, but I've had.
Like I've heard like the Angry Orchard brand is like heavy, is like the number one like brand for cider that's alcoholic.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know Angry Orchard.
Because they also do like I think they do like other ciders too. I can't name them, but I know they do.
There's unalcoholic cider. I thought cider is automatically alcoholic.
What? You've never heard of like just apple cider?
No.
Like without booze in it?
No. Oh, apple cider is like hits. Like this, like plain apple cider, just like
I've never
like
had
a family friendly drink. You is haven't? Pretty good.
Yeah. No.
Crazy. I thought cider.
It's like it's refreshing. Like.
So they do things right in Germany. They spike everything over there, huh?
Hey, I mean they're drinking at 16, so I mean.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of alcoholics in Germany? Since you can drink at 16,
I don't.
Or
is think
it
so,
probably not because you can drink at 16?
I don't think there is. I don't have like a statistic or. Something, but I don't think there are like a lot of alcoholics in Germany. It's like
there's a lot here.
There's a lot here, but also we're on a college campus.
I don't mean here. I mean
in America.
Hey, well look at the
in
bright
this
side.
Room.
Yeah, how many alcoholics?
She thinks I'm an alcoholic.
If you move to America, just know you have like a 50% chance increase of getting a job because your competitor is an alcoholic.
Yeah, but I think it's really hard to get a job in America if you're not. An American.
Hey, all you need is that little paper that says I am certified to whatever you're majoring in.
For school, yeah.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, oh, well, he's qualified to do what we need him to do. And then.
Yeah, but I can't work when I have a student visa, so I need a work visa too.
You can't work?
No, I can't work.
I'd lose my mind not having a job.
So with a student visa, I can't work, and I need a work visa to work here. But to get that visa, I need a job. So it's like kind of weird. So you need a job to get the visa, but to get a job, you need the visa.
And the paperwork takes forever to process.
Yeah, and that too. And like if you apply for the work visa, they want to have like your next job on there to like call them or whatever. That's like to have their address. So you need to find a job that are willing to give you the job without knowing if you get the work visa. So that is
Jesus.
That's kind of weird.
Ben, you got something on your mind over there, buddy?
I'm just waiting.
Oh, okay.
He's panicking about the draft.
I'm panicking because I want Cooper DeJean so bad.
You see him? You saw him already. He's like losing his mind. He's like,
it's because I just looked at the Jaguars' needs in corners number 2.
Ooh.
And I'm like, but there's also a receiver available. I think they'd take. But
why are you a Jaguars fan? No.
I'm not. I don't want them taking DeJean.
Oh.
So I'm like trying to look at any other possible pick they could make that would not be Cooper DeJean.
Mr. Khan, save the day.
Please. They are two picks away.
I don't know if you watch. I know you're getting into wrestling now. Tony Khan took his first bump on TV on AEW last night.
Someone hit him?
Yeah, well, on the show. Like, it was a storyline.
Well, yeah.
But the Bucks hit him with the TK driver, the TK driver. It's, you know what a pile driver is?
Yeah.
You know the one the Undertaker does?
Mm-hmm.
With the tombstone? You know what I'm talking about at all?
I don't think so.
You know the Undertaker?
Yeah.
You know when he holds the guy like this and drops to his knees?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tombstone pile driver. Well, the Bucks in AEW, Nick holds him. Matt holds him. Nick goes up on the top rope, does a front flip into him, and pile drives him. It was the safest looking pile driver I have ever seen.
Why did they do that to him?
Storyline. I don't know. They're beating up the boss.
Now they did it for the war.
I don't know what. I wasn't watching it. I just saw the clip on Reddit this morning.
Okay.
But Okada was out there. Jack Perry hit him something. But it was, you know, the Undertaker does it. He drops straight to both knees. And sometimes he jumps and like it's gets power behind it. Some of them jump and spin. This one, Matt went down before Nick even touched him. Matt went down on a knee and then like slowly went to the other one and laid him down. Like Tony was not taking a bump.
God.
It was comical. It was like Kane tombstoning Linda McMahon where he just holds her the whole time and then just lays her down. But safer. Have you seen that clip?
No.
Have you seen this?
No.
We're going to find this real quick.
Oh, God. We got to get back to food.
We will.
You're getting so distracted.
I'm looking at these cookies for like the last 2 hours.
Max wants to eat. Yeah. I do, too.
Let me show you this clip real quick. You get them?
Okay.
No, Dallas, we're one pick away, and right now Dallas is picking, and I don't know what Dallas is going to do. They're a fucking weird team.
Man, your F talent is going up.
I'm stressed, dude. The draft, it gets me wired every year, and the Packers have sucked at picking players, and now they actually have a chance to do something productive.
Jordan Love was a good pick.
Yeah, but you know who didn't like the pick at the time?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, me, because we had Aaron Rodgers. I hated it even more when he won two MVPs.
Calm down. Take a deep breath.
Is Linda on the home? Oh, yeah. Is he going to show it?
The Wi-Fi is terrible down here.
Watch this. He's going to chokeslam her. He says no.
Why is he doing that to an old woman?
It's Vince's wife.
That's terrible.
It's Vinnie Mac's wife.
And now Kane is the mayor.
Look at this. Do you see how high he had her up?
Of a town in Tennessee.
He is. He's the mayor in Knox County, Tennessee. Watch this. He's yelling at Linda.
Also, that video.
Picks her up one-handed. Look how high he's got her. He slowly put her down.
That video, he doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah, he didn't always wear a mask.
Mask on.
All right. So.
Yeah, let's try.
Start recording. Or you want my phone?
Okay.
Set it, just use it on mine. It'll be easier.
I got mine now.
Yeah, but then you got to send it to me. She's mine.
Oh, my God. Make it difficult.
All right. Max.
Yeah, let's go.
Now, same thing I told George. If you make a mess, they're going to kill me down here.
Okay, so I should make a mess then, yeah?
No, you like me. So this is Max Gebhardt's first time ever trying gooey butter cookies. Go ahead and eat over the thing so you don't spill it and like kind of shake that off a little bit because there's so much powdered sugar there. Okay.
Okay, I'm just
going to
put... Get the
What do you think?
That was really good.
Yeah. And these are ones, again, that have been sitting out all day. We bought these at 7 o'clock over at Schnucks.
Man, this is good.
Life-changing, huh? Like I said.
Yeah.
Is it top 5 cookie?
It is.
Yeah, easily.
Easily, yeah.
Maybe top... Well, I think it's my favorite ever.
It's like... I really love the Costco cookies. Is
these better?
That's a good question. They're like, I feel like I could eat more Costco cookies at one time because they're like a lot.
Right, like, that's a lot of sugar in those.
Like one Costco cookie against one of these are better. But I could eat more Costco cookies.
Oh, easily. Like the chocolate chip ones from there?
Yeah.
Oh, I could eat 30 of those.
Yeah.
Because they're small.
Easy. Yeah.
These are fluffy and just.
Man, these are so good.
And you only had one bite of them. The homemade ones, I was telling George, they're way better.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's. Maybe I'll get you the recipe for them. You can make the homemade ones.
I can make them, but I can't ask my sister to make them.
Do you cook? Are you a good cook?
Nope. I can't do shit, but... But my sister's really good, so send me it, and then we're going to have that.
I will do that. They are really good cookies. Really good. The other day, you guys had some food in here or something. Y'all left, and there was crumbs just everywhere.
When? On Tuesday?
I don't remember when it was. It was a few weeks ago. It was like when we first started coming down here. It wasn't even in here. It was in the other room. And there was, you guys were all eating dinner in there. After I said no food in there, everybody ate down there.
Which room?
The main one.
Oh.
The one that we're not allowed to have food in.
We're not technically not allowed to have food anywhere. In any of them,
but especially that one. There was crumbs everywhere.
Wait, in the actual studio or the couch?
In the studio. Oh, the couch, you guys left crap everywhere the other night. Well, not you.
Oh, I'm going to guess where my stuff was.
It was you.
Oh, God, I'm losing my mind.
That was really good.
The only problem is crazy. Extremely messy.
Yeah.
They're extremely messy.
Next time we'll get towels.
Yeah, usually we do. But I guess we ate the cinnamon stuff in here too.
Well, we did.
Those were messy too.
We did have the towels for that.
Oh yeah, we did. We had a lot of food in here one day. We like food down here, Max.
Food is nice. I'm all. Like, food is great.
You food guy. On our last episode with Sam Schaefer, we mentioned food, and he goes, "Now you're speaking my language."
Oh, yeah.
He's a cool guy. He was really interesting. You should check that one out, that episode out.
Last episode?
Yeah. Anybody listening who's made it this far, check out the last episode if you didn't. It's really good. It's a really good story Sam had. I see why.
Was he the kickboxer?
Yeah, the kickboxer. Yeah. He's climbing a mountain. He's got some world records, a whole bunch of stuff.
Nice. He has 5 world records, and he said it like it was nothing.
He said his exact words were, "It's a thing I did on a day."
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's like I you.
I can't top that.
You were close. You're like, I was nominated for an Oscar. You say in class today, and I think everybody's jaw dropped when you said it. I mean, we all knew, but like the way you said it, you're like, I'm nominated for an Oscar. You're one of the more humble people I've met.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel weird to, like, just go to people and talk about it because...
I would go up to strangers.
That's why I didn't say it on the first day because I was like, okay, I don't know, like, how seriously you all take this and how professional it all
you
is.
You bet us all.
So I was like, I'm not going to talk about it now because I don't know how high my standing is or whatever.
Do you think anybody in that class takes that class very serious?
I don't think so. Not 100%. Like, seriously enough
we take
to
it
do
serious?
Good things.
Yeah.
But it's... Like I said, it's like... With Neil and with all of the people in there, it's like they all take it seriously, but not too seriously. Really good mix.
Like when we're shooting, when we get stuff together, we're having a great time.
Yeah, but it's also, we're having a great time, but it's also like professional and seriously enough to have like a good result.
Once we start, when we're setting up, there's a lot of dicking around.
Yeah.
And we're having a good time and cracking jokes and just having fun. But when the camera goes on, I mean, the camera's on the whole time. But once we start, like, everybody locks in.
Yeah.
And that's...
It is, like, a really good atmosphere. Like,
everybody's so, like, supportive in there.
Yeah.
And even, like, nobody's had a bad show.
No.
And the bad one was saved by good acting.
I feel like we don't... I mean, we're going to watch all of them next week.
I'm excited.
And I'm excited because I don't
mean most of them.
Yeah, you and Jalen aren't most of them.
Me or Jalen are in every single show.
Jalen is in my show, too. He's having a breakdown.
God.
Ben has his hands through his hair right now with his face on the table.
Just laying on a table.
I'm assuming the Packers are on the clock.
Yeah, and Detroit just traded up.
Uh-oh.
I swear to God, if they take this white man, I'm actually going to run out this building.
All right, well, it was nice knowing you, my friend.
Yeah.
They're not taking the white guy. That's a black city.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Is that class, even counting Germany, is that one of your favorite classes you've ever had? Like, people-wise. Not even the class itself, people-wise.
People-wise. I mean, because in Germany we have, like, I don't have, like, classes with a lot of different people. Like, we have, like... all of the classes are like in my, because we're like specified in one of our things. So I only have producing classes with like the other six guys in the producing class, or six people in the producing. So I have like all of my classes with the same people the whole year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you, not counting your show in class, do you have a favorite? Why is it mine? No.
Why is it mine? It's not yours again. No, I really like Jesse's show. I did because too. That was so fun.
I don't want to sound full of myself, but like we were the only two that did something different. That wasn't a game show or a talk show.
Yeah, but I feel like
the game show was better than the talk
show. Yeah, I feel like we didn't have like game show wise. We had like Olivia's and mine.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
The dating show was kind of a game show.
Yeah, true.
That was kind of more like. Mine and, well, Yesenia's was the only one that was, like, scripted.
Yeah, that was, like, Jesse was, like, the one with the...
It's the same, we're talking about the same person.
She had, like, the most effort with it.
Yeah,
like,
she put a lot of effort. Yeah. And the cast she picked was, I don't want to say the most personality in the class, but, like, the most personality in the class.
Yeah.
Like, the loudest people she picked for it.
Yeah, she picked the best people to be on camera for that one, to be honest.
I mean, Jalen wasn't on there, and he's really good on... Were you on camera at all?
No.
Is that on purpose?
I don't know, but I'm happy. I mean, I don't have to be. That's why my job is behind the camera. I did like Fira for a few years, and I was like, yeah, I don't think like on stage and in front of the camera.
You know, I've never done any kind of theater or anything.
Crazy.
I've never done any kind of acting until that class. I did
theater and musical theater.
Okay.
And funny story about the music. I always did get the roles without the singing parts. Like there was like. Plays we had, and the director wrote a role without singing, so I could get the role. Because, like, my very first...
Are you not a good singer?
No, not really. So my very first... He's just...
Ben is having a full
blown. He now stood up and just walking, like, pacing around the room.
It's getting bad. Three teams have traded the last four picks. I'm scared out of my fucking mind.
Do you need to go into the hall?
You need to go for a walk, buddy?
No.
I'm going to send you to a timeout.
The Packers are picking right now.
Oh, mom's getting mad.
And the guy is still there. Please don't take the dumbass from Clemson. I don't want him. Please.
Please. My God.
I don't have any kind of...
Yeah, so my first singing lessons, like, it was like with the whole cast. And I was like, do I have to be here? Because I don't sing in that thing. And like the... The singing teacher was like, yeah, you can stay here. And then we had, like, groups, and all of the groups should sing, like, one note. And she did go to the first group, like, yeah, that's good. To the second group, yeah, that's good. To the third group, yeah, that's good. And then she came to our group. She was listening for a bit, and she came to me, she's like, yeah, stop, please. And she's like, yeah, now it's good. I was like, okay, Jesus. Well, I'm not going to sing then.
That's brutal.
That's awful. Yeah.
So I didn't sing for all of the years, and then there was, like... The last play, I was like, yeah, that's going to be my last one. Like, after that, I'm just going to stop because I'm going to go away. And there was a director like, okay, come, I'm going to write one song for you. And he wrote a song, which is, and I sang in there. It was okay because it was not really difficult. So, but yeah, I like singing, but I'm not really good at it.
I think I'm a fantastic singer.
Like, I really like karaoke.
I've heard you, Jack, sing.
On my birthday party, like.
In the car?
Oh, yeah, in a truck.
Like, I do a lot of karaoke. Karaoke is so much fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, that's a good question.
In English.
In English, yeah. I got a few German ones. Let me think about the English.
Like 99 Red Balloons. That's the only German song I know.
That's a German song, yeah, but...
What about Du Hast?
Yeah, but I don't really
How about
like
Friends in Low Places? What do you mean, what? That's the greatest song ever written.
No, it's not.
Which song?
Friends in Low Places? Garth Brooks? Because I got friends in low places.
I don't think I ever heard this song.
Max. This is a new song.
What'd you say?
This is a new song I'm hearing today. I'm trying not to have a mental breakdown over here.
You better be having a mental breakdown if you don't know Friends in Low Places.
I said I know the song, but I didn't know you could sing.
I'm a great singer.
You sound like it. I'm complimenting the host because he's letting me...
I am excited, though, in class to watch all of our
shows
back. I'm
going to
go
outside for a minute. They're picking.
The sounds of Greg Garf... Oh, what? Friends in Low Places from Brooks Jefferson?
Or? No, Garth Brooks.
Ah, yeah, Garth Brooks. Okay. Never heard of that.
Greatest song ever written.
Crazy.
Right?
Which one?
Friends in Low Places.
Not the greatest.
Up there.
I mean, it's...
It's the best sing-along song.
Maybe, like, top 50.
Best sing-along song.
Best sing-along is Tequila. Am I wrong about that?
Wasn't there like one guy on
America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
It was the old guy too.
Me and Casey sang Tequila at JP's one night, karaoke night.
They do karaoke?
About once a month, yeah.
Oh. I might need to go when they do karaoke.
I want to go there though.
Yeah.
I love karaoke.
It's rare that they do it. It's like once a month, and I don't think they're doing it before you go back and forth.
Well, I think the
I don't know. I'm not sure if you would like that place or not. It's a kind of redneck Hoosier bar.
The best,
as long as they do karaoke, I'm there.
Oh, yeah. The best sing-along song is Don't Stop Believing.
But it's hard. I mean, it's good, but it's hard to sing.
Sweet Caroline's better.
Well, if you're doing karaoke, if you're doing karaoke, you're not actually trying to like hit the notes.
There's a guy. He works at JP's. One of the cooks. He's a great singer. It surprised me because I was not expecting him to be able to sing. He sang Thunder Rolls and he killed it. That's a hard song to sing.
Yeah.
And then he sang Midnight Montgomery. Because it's midnight.
Oh, I sang like Africa by Toto.
Oh, that's yeah.
I put the rain down in Africa. It's all that the words that I know song. Of the song.
I did karaoke. Like, we do it like every New Year's Eve party at our home because we have like the karaoke machine and stuff and all that. So that's really fun.
Maybe I'll post the video of Casey from New Year's.
Oh, if he gives you permission,
he does not care. If I post, actually, as long as I don't, I'm
for sure about
it. I'll get permission.
I'm waiting to hear like a scream in the hall. Yeah,
too.
I don't even see him out there.
I don't either. I don't trust him down here either. Oh, so you know those business cards have been given out with the podcast on it?
Yeah,
I found it taped to the wall at JP's last night.
Was it? It had to be Casey.
No, it wasn't because I don't know where he got the tape. But
who did you it
has my
to?
Phone number on it. And I swear somebody, I didn't see it, but.
Why did you put your phone number on
because
it?
Because he's a punk.
I thought you put it originally on the, oh no, that's your phone number?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's my real phone number on there.
Why would you do that?
Because it's a business card.
But like from the podcast, why do you.
We don't have a like podcast.
I mean, I didn't think somebody's going to tape it to the bathroom wall. Casey,
it was in the bathroom?
I think Casey put one in there.
How many did you give him?
I gave him one, I gave Sam one, and I gave Big John one.
I thought Casey put, like, hid it down
here. He did. He hid two of them down here.
Oh.
He put one on the thermostat in the main lobby.
Oh, no.
That's not good that he did that, but.
See, I only got one.
Yeah, I gave you one.
Yeah.
And
is it a podcast on Spotify? Yeah. Where do you go now?
Okay. That's where the link will take you if you scan it, Spotify.
Oh, nice. I'm just going to follow the podcast.
Now. There we go. We got an Instagram follower and a podcast follower.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
We going up.
George said today he listened to the part of the podcast.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I got about 2 hours in. I was like, yeah, you didn't promote it either like you said you would. I called him. Do you have a big following on social media?
I don't know, actually. Let me check. What
you don't know?
Hey, I don't know care. My following either.
You have like 200 something. Man, I have like, I'm getting close to 500.
I got 330.
That's it? I thought you would have had a lot more.
Well, my
account. Is Instagram big in Germany?
It is. Yeah, I think Instagram is Instagram is one of the biggest.
For some reason, I thought you were going to be big on Instagram. I don't know why.
No, I'm like, look at my Instagram.
I'm bad.
I don't have any Instagram game. I'm really bad.
Oh, I don't
like,
post
my
on my
picture
account.
Is from 6 years ago when I was in Australia.
The last thing I posted on Instagram, my friend, is me and Casey in his backyard. This is for video production.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that.
I showed everybody this.
Yeah.
And before that, it was Greg Amsinger.
Nice. Yeah, the only thing I use Instagram is for is if our film is like on festivals and I'm. Just post it. Stories
yeah.
on festivals and when we win festivals and all of that. Because I kind of won a few festivals, so that's kind of nice. So last year I got...
You say that so casually. Yeah, I kind of won a few festivals.
Last year I got
festivals.
Like, I don't know, maybe $3,000 or $4,000 in festival prizes.
Dang,
that was
man.
Pretty good.
So one thing I heard about Capstone over in Germany, they give you 25 grand to film.
Man, that story really took places.
Well, everybody was mad about it.
Because is that true?
I told that story on one capstone set. Like, that's crazy.
I don't know where she's from, but she's another foreign girl. Or international girl.
I told it Anna.
I don't remember her name, but I remember Owen talking about it, and he was not happy.
Yeah. So how it works in Germany.
That story really did pick up steam.
Something's on there. I don't know if that's important, but
oh, we got a room again. Maybe. You want to save it real quick?